May Jesus bless you with his peace. I'm Father Matthew Krimple at St. Mary Roman Catholic Church, Kingman, Arizona, anticipating the 5 o'clock vigil mass for this Christmas Eve. And today's date, of course, is the 24th of December 2015, liturgical cycle year C. First reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 to 6, Psalm 96, the letter of St. Paul to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. Praise the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Chapter 11 of St. Matthew's Gospel, we hear Jesus praying, "Heavenly Father, Lord of heaven and earth, to you I give thanks and praise. For what you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. Father, it is true. You have graciously willed it so." And further, "Everything has been given over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son, and any to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." And Jesus continued, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest then, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. These words, I believe, summarize what Christmas is all about. To acknowledge that the intellectuals, the learned, the clever, seem not to grasp the necessity of Jesus in their lives, seem not to want to even see his light shining in the world. Actually, some are even braver and more cruel. They absolutely reject him. As St. Matthew will remind us when he talks about the birth of Jesus and how Herod and all of Jerusalem became disturbed when the Magi came looking for the newborn king. Herod then planned to kill off Jesus by killing all the newborn babies in Bethlehem. A time of darkness, and yet there is a light. We see the divine intervention of God coming to those who are poor in spirit. There were shepherds in that region, keeping the night watch. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. The same message is announced to us. It is good news. It is Christ, the Son of the living God. It is our Lord and our Savior. We become perturbed with the constant news of wars in the Middle East. We become perturbed hearing about the tornadoes in Mississippi and Texas. We become perturbed by the events of our society. And we could be struck by great fear, and maybe even by cynicism that says, where is this Jesus who's supposed to be the light of the world? Where is he now? Which is a question that has been asked throughout all the history of mankind. The sign that is given to the shepherds is not anything of a star shining upon a baby, or a baby who has light all around him, but simply, you will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. This will be a sign for you. Why would this be a sign? Shepherds are living in the fields. They're not living in palaces, in castles. Jesus comes down to their level and reveals himself to the merest children. Father, it is true. You have graciously willed it so. Our faith calls us to be like little children. As Jesus says, unless you become like little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. What would that mean for us? During this Advent, we have been looking at our journey towards Christ. Starting out and trying to be willing to say to him, I promise, Jesus, to draw to you more closely day by day, And as we got closer to this feast, such as last Sunday, to anticipate the gift that we would give him, the Lord of Lords, the Light of Lights, the true God from true God. Do you remember that gift? The gift of your very will. Your will be done, Heavenly Father, not mine. So hopefully you came this evening with your mind made up to give your will completely to the Heavenly Father by giving it to Jesus first. Jesus, who surrendered his will in all things to his Heavenly Father in every moment and continues to do so in a great act of eternal love for his Heavenly Father. Or as we see Mary saying to the angel and therefore giving her gift of herself, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Behold the slave of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Your will be done in me, not mine." So as we come here to celebrate the great gift that God has given us, the gift of his Son, to whom he has given everything, we humble ourselves. We say, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will."